Welcome to the Impact Church Podcast. This series is called Faces. We are taking a deep dive into the people who were directly impacted by what they witnessed at the cross. Enjoy the journey with us.
There was a girl called Mary. There was a girl called Mary. She lived in Bethany. You went down the other side of the Jordan, and then when you got to Jericho, you would take a right. You'd go up the highway, you'd go up the road, you'd go up to Jerusalem. But just before you get to Jerusalem, there's a town just this side of the Mount of Olives. It's called Bethany. There was a girl called Mary.
Anointed.
down.
Sweet, satisfying joy
center of his heart and purpose. Let your busyness be rooted in him. Mary let her hair down. Mary let her hair down. It was awkward. Were you there that day? That was awkward. But you know, there's another day where Mary and Martha, they sent a letter to Jesus and said, here's what they said. They said, the one that you love is sick. Not the one that loves you, but the one that you love is sick. And Jesus didn't come. In fact, he stayed away longer. And then when he finally did come, Martha went out and saw him, and she stood with him and she had a conversation. She said, hey, you're late. If you'd have been here earlier, Lazarus would be alive. And Jesus said, Martha, I am. Not I was, or I will be, or I could have been, but I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? And you know, she said, sure, absolutely, I know that. In the resurrection, he'll be raised. And she's like, wow, where's Mary? Where's Mary? Find Mary. Where's Mary? So Martha goes back and says, hey, he's asking for you. Mary came out and she threw herself at his feet. Martha had words. Mary had worship. Martha had words. Mary had worship. Martha had words. Mary had worship. He always seemed to find Mary at his feet. Mary at his feet. Jesus wept. He said, I'm the resurrection life. She says, you are. She had her theology right too, but she didn't want to have an understanding. She wanted to have an experience. Some people just want to gain more understanding. You'll gain more understanding with an experience. Just one glimpse of his glory is better than a master's in divinity. Just one glimpse. Hey, just one glimpse. Wow. Look at him. Come on, look at him. Mary let her hair down. Ah. Were you there that day? Wow, that was crazy. Mary let her hair down. Back to when she broke that sweet ointment all over Jesus' feet. And the room was filled with the fragrance of devotion. The room was filled with the fragrance of sacrificial love. And the room was filled with the devotion of a lover of Jesus. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you know him? The question in the end is not, do you know him? Here's the question. Did you let him kiss you? That's what it is. It's, well, it's said like this. It says, Jesus says, depart from me, I never knew you. Depart from me, we never kissed. Will you let him kiss you? Will you let him kiss you? Mary let her hair down. That was awkward. So, it's in Matthew, it's in Mark, it's in John. And what it says in Matthew and in Luke is that what this woman did, this gospel will be preached everywhere in the world. Wherever the good news is shared, this woman will be honored. Wow. This gospel, the gospel of let your hair down, the gospel of unrestrained affection and devotion, the gospel of I have been wrapped up and I'm wrecked by the grace of God to such a degree that I'm going to take the most expensive thing I have and I'm going to break it all over his feet. Everywhere where the gospel is preached in the whole world, this gospel, this woman will be remembered. She never preached a sermon. She never performed a miracle. But Mary let her hair down. That's awkward, isn't it? That's this gospel. What is that gospel? It's the gospel of his presence has so set me free. His grace and the revelation of his goodness has freed me of everything. I don't care what man thinks. I don't care what anyone thinks. I don't care if I get the strongest rebuke from whoever. He'll never take me from his feet. Mary let her hair down. I've never felt so real. I've never felt so alive as when he looks at me and I'm really seen. The eyes of my soul look out and they connect with God. Ah, heaven has begun. Jesus. So the word in Matthew, he says, what she has done is a waste. Can you say waste? They said what she has done is a waste, and that's what it says in Matthew. What she did is a waste. Well, there's another place where that word is found. It's found in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish. It's the same word, same root word, waste. She had a revelation she understood, because Jesus said, what she's doing for my burial. What she's doing is not some emotional thing. What she's doing is deeply personal, deeply experiential, but what she's doing is connected to the revelation, because she's doing it for my burial. She's doing it. She knows what time it is. She's doing it because she knows that she's sitting with the Redeemer of her soul. She knows that I have come, that God the Father has sent me to be wasted, to be broken, to be pressed down, to be torn open, that my precious blood would flow out. I would be wasted so that you could come in. That's the gospel. Wherever the gospel's preached, this woman should always be remembered because she got it. I don't mind wasting the most precious thing on you because God has wasted his most precious thing for me. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not be wasted, but they should have eternal life. Mary let her hair down. Most beautiful gospel. No story like it. Religion went, yuck, oh my God. But Jesus said, forever. You'll be memorialized forever. What you did today disturbed every religious devil in the area. But what you did today, it should be told wherever the gospel is shared. Because this is the true gospel. Not that I loved him. Not that I got busy for him. Not that I performed for him. The gospel is not behaving. The gospel is beholding. Mary let her hair down. Oh, Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world. Would you bow your heads with me? Just bow your heads. Just bow your heads with me. Now listen, if you've never turned and looked at him and said, thank you for being wasted for me. Thank you for laying down your life for me. Thank you that because you came and took my sins, and because you were died and you're buried, but because you were raised, proves that I have been made righteous. If you've never accepted that beautiful act on your behalf, and you've never said, I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. If you've never done that, I want you to do that today. And I'm going to do something. I'm going to count to three. Real simple. I'm going to go one, two, three. But when I get to three, would you put your hand up really high and say, Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. Are you ready? Here it is. One, two, three. want you to feel the gaze of Jesus looking right into the eyes of your soul. And I want you to know that He loves you. You've never lived an unloved moment. He's always been with you. And right now, He wants with great affection you to know with great assurance that you are a child of God. So I want you just to pray this with me. Ready? We're all going to pray. Here we go. You ready? Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for giving yourself for me. I declare I am forgiven, I am healed, and I am free. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming into my life, for baptizing me into the body of Christ. I boldly declare right now that I am a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Mary, let her hair down. Hey. Mary, let her hair down. Never was the gospel so beautifully preached that day. Jesus said, this should be told all over the world, all over the world. Holy hand, anointed one. Holy hand, anointed one. Holy hand, anointed one. Beholding you. It's beholding. It's not behaving. It's beholding. And the only genuine behaving must come from beholding. He's my center. He's my source. Hey, I got a sermon to preach to you. I got a sermon for you. It's going to be real good. It was really good in the first service. Didn't quite go the same in the second. I hope you got it. Holy Spirit. Mary, let her hair down. There's something about Mary. For some reason, Jesus said, I want everybody to know what you did today. Everybody to know what you did today, because this is